WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Republicans have nominated Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana to be Speaker of the House, the fourth candidate for the job in just 2 weeks, says CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
Johnson was elected after House Republican Whip Tom Emmer couldn't secure enough support. Emmer was Speaker designate for about 4 hours before he withdrew from the race. Former President Trump called Emmer a rhino and said he would be a tragic mistake.
There could be a vote on Johnson's nomination as soon as this morning. It's not clear he has the 217 Republican votes to get the job.
Here he comes. Cave, a fly ball to right field. Over is Carroll. He's got it. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series.
The call from TBS Sports. In fact, the Diamondbacks are going to the World Series for the first time in 22 years. They stunned the Philadelphia Phillies 4-2 in Game 7 of the National League Championship Series last night. Arizona will play the Texas Rangers for the world title. Game 1 set for Friday night. Israel appears to be getting closer to a ground invasion of Gaza, says CBS's Holly Williams.
The Israeli military says that they've already launched limited raids into Gaza to kill militants. But obviously something much bigger is expected, especially if you look at troops massed near the border with the Gaza Strip.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby acknowledges an invasion would cause collateral damage.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy. And innocent civilians are going to be hurt.
Hurricane Otis is now a catastrophic Category 5 storm and has made landfall near Acapulco. It could drop as much as 5 to 10 inches of rain on Guerrero State, with as much as 15 inches possible in some areas. Another strike in progress.
The St. Lawrence Seaway, a crucial marine shipping route that links the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean, has been shut down after nearly 400 union workers went on strike. They want better pay to keep up with the rising cost of living.
If it wasn't for the St. Lawrence Seaway, the Lakes region and the rest of the world would not be connected the way they are with the Seaway there.
Aaron Benziger is with Chicago-based Central Marine Logistics.
CBS's Jim Krasula. NHL players are going to be allowed to use pride tape this season. The league and the players' union agreed to give players the option to represent societal causes with stick tape during warm-ups, practices, and at games. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's rivalry week as Carroll University football travels to Kenosha to play the Firebirds of Carthage for the Old Musket Trophy this Saturday, October 28th. The Pioneers earn the musket the last...
Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All of Wisconsin's Republicans in the U.S. House are praising new Speaker Mike Johnson. Scott Fitzgerald calls Johnson an honest congressman with strong conservative values. Democrat Mark Pocan says Johnson works against gay rights and reproductive rights.
Well, I can tell you he's definitely going to fit the mainstream of MAGA America.
That's Pocan speaking with Civic Media's The Devil's Advocate Show. The University of Wisconsin in Platteville says staffing cuts will save the campus about $9 million. UWP announced yesterday it's cutting its workforce by 111. Oshkosh, Green Bay, and Parkside are also laying people off. Richland Center, Fond du Lac, and West Bend are closing. In all, UWP will reduce its number of staff by over 12%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Craig Council has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers granted permission allowing Craig Council to meet with the Mets about their opening at manager. Now, the Mets have David Stearns now as the team president. The team owner, Steve Cohn, spent over $350 million this year in player salaries. Meanwhile, Brewer GM Matt Arnold asked if there's any timetable in the talks.
I really don't want to put a timetable on it for Craig out of respect to him and the opportunity he has here. here. You know, I want what's best for Craig, first and foremost, and I obviously want that to be here with the Brewers.
NBA, the Bucks open the season tonight against the 76ers. The tip-off time at Five Serve Forum, 6:30. College football, the Badgers and Ohio State, Saturday night at 6:30. Sunday, it's the Packers looking to snap a three-game losing streak at home when they host the Vikings. Quarterback Jordan Love.
No, it's definitely something that we're looking forward to this week, is just getting back at home, getting back in Lambeau, you know, having our crowd, you know, behind us.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 61. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms, 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
1800 Park Avenue South.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand
up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, hit me, cut it, dude.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Wakunja Hade means distant thunder, and that's my name, my colonized name, and my... that's my native name, and my colonized name is Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Hey, you're exactly right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Again, that's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Hey, we got a jam-packed show, and we have Bob Blake coming up, and... Governor Evers, Roya Taylor, talking about what's happening around the Twin Cities and nationally, and events and news and arts. And I just want to, before I get going here and we get to Governor Evers, is send out big prayers to everyone in Maine, Robert and Haley. This keeps happening over and over again, and it's an epidemic, and there's one side of the table that's not dealing with this issue, and it's all about the guns.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. I mean, you know what was really amazing, Robert, when you seen all the people, you started to see all the things coming out of, like, what happened in Israel, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, you saw all these people, like, just, like, let's wipe these people off the map. Oh, let's let this happen over here. I mean, you know, it's just on both sides of the fence, right? Mm-hmm. And I started to think to myself, how did we become so
desensitized?
So desensitized, right? Like from like, you know, these pictures of all this. And then I started thinking, oh, that's right. Here in the United States, we deal with this every other week, it seems like. You know?
Every day there's a mass shooting. It's just that this is the biggest one of the year so far. So this one wins the prize of 18 people perished, and the person's still on the loose. But Robert, why don't we, I want to get to the governor, and then we'll get back and let's talk about this.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good. Hey, we're with Robert Blake and Haley Cherry, and we're about to have Lieutenant Governor the Governor of Wisconsin give his weekly update. Oh.
Hey there, Native Roots Radio. Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. Happy Manufacturing Month. Wisconsin is a global leader in manufacturing, and when people buy a product made in Wisconsin, they know it's made by some of the best workers in the world. From Genoa City to Grantsburg, Wisconsin is home to thousands of best-in-class manufacturing companies that employ nearly 500,000 Wisconsin workers. Manufacturing is also a key driver of our state's economy, accounting for nearly 20% of our state's gross domestic product and generating roughly $66 billion in economic output. Over the last 3 years, Wisconsin's unemployment rate has seen record lows, and our labor market participation rate continues to beat the national average. That's first and foremost thanks to the hardworking people across our state. But I'm also proud of the role we played as an administration to make smart and strategic investments to shore up our economy and lower barriers for folks who want to join our workforce. I've been glad to support several programs and initiatives like our Workforce Innovation Grant Program, designed to help individuals gain the skills, education, and training to pursue successful family-supporting careers in industries like manufacturing. Last year, we also announced 14 new occupational pathways through our youth apprenticeship program, including new opportunities in manufacturing, and both our youth and registered apprenticeship programs celebrated record-high participation. Whether it's providing funding for programs in the budget or highlighting the work of industry partners in our communities, as we celebrate Manufacturing Month, I look forward to continuing our support for this critical industry and the workers who power it. Thank you. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Hey, thanks, Governor Evers. I just had to give him the quick applause there. I'm here with Robert Blake, the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the news, but let's continue what we were talking about there, Bob, and shout out to the governor of the great state of Wisconsin for giving us an update. Desensitizing, you were talking about, and that's a big part of it, really is. When we were young, we never heard of any of these mass shootings. It was once in a blue moon.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, you know, how did our, like, you know, our public, how did the rest of the country become so immune to this type of violence? And I feel like, you know, because we're on this 24/7 news cycle, and they bombard us with the same entire story over and over again, you know, we have become like these, like, oh, you know, it's just going to happen again. So we've hardened ourselves to, you know, the reality of the situation. And, you know, I just don't know, Robert, if that is what we want for our society, for us to be like that. And I think that it almost like takes us away from like what the real problem is. And it's that guns are the problem.
Right.
You know, the availability for everyone and anyone just to grab a gun or to get a gun is just too accessible. And well, that's
when you talk, I agree 100%. And when you talk about this happening at Maine, where 20 people are killed a year by gunfire, this can happen anywhere. That's where we're at now, Robert.
Yeah, here's the truth. It is happening everywhere. So we need our politicians to, you know, to enact, you know, I mean, a background check. I mean, just these simple things that we have shown that, you know, can make a difference. And then when you hear about other, you know, places like, you know, I don't know, you know, New Zealand or some of these other places that they don't even have any gun problems, you know, Canada, you know, doesn't have the type of gun violence we have, you know, and they're right across the border. So, I mean, it just, you know, what they did, they were tracing these guns down in Mexico, to the cartels. Mm. And these guns were coming back being purchased in Chicago and New York. And, you know, they were being purchased in the United States. How did our guns get purchased in the United States and end up south of the border?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this is ridiculous. This is, we really need to, you know, think about how we deal with this, because it really is just, it's getting out of control.
Yeah, it's been out of control. I mean, Columbine was the big, remember that when the Columbine shooting happened?
Hey there, Native Roots Radio.
Wow. Hey, the governor wanted to talk again, it sounds like.
Well, even like the Las Vegas one at the Jason Aldean concert, I remember, was pretty recent.
And, yeah. And Robert, that's why I say, right, like, I mean, you know, we know that the environment, we know that everything is off. We know that, you know, healing is in the environment. And when we can start healing the environment, I think we really will start healing our relationship with ourselves and with each other, you know. And I feel like subconsciously as human beings, we know that there's a lot of bad things that is happening on the planet, Robert. And that's why I think that, you know, that we really need to focus on healing the planet, and we'll heal ourselves in the process. Yeah.
Well, and we need to really vote these people out. This is insane. People, sons, daughters, husbands, children are being murdered here, and they don't have to be. If you do things, very simple things like nobody needs a gun like that to go hunting. It'll blow the animal to pieces. So this is all needs to be changed. The NRA needs to go down, and the Republicans need to go down, and this is just what has to happen. And then we can heal. And we're here with Robert Blake and Haley Cherry, and we're going to be talking to the Solar Bear with the Solar News coming up next. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Oik.
Stay with us.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Stronghearts Native Helpline is here to help. If you are experiencing domestic or sexual violence, Stronghearts advocates provide culturally appropriate support and advocacy for Native Americans and Alaska Natives. Free, confidential, anonymous, 24/7. Stronghearts advocates are Native American and take a Native-centered approach to every contact. Call or text 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-7-NATIVE, or chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Oik, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Robert Blake, and we're talking a little bit about things going on in our community and our country, and about guns. But I'd probably want to switch this up a little bit here now in this segment, Robert. You always bring us good news and positivity to the show, and I think we should talk about Robert Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News right now.
Yeah, Robert, there's a really good story today coming out from the Department of Energy. And what they're doing, Robert, is they're drafting a plan which is to speed up and improving grid interconnections. And what this means, Robert, is, you know, developers and communities and just individual, you know, people that want to be able to connect to the electric grid with their solar projects, right? And how do we do that quicker, faster, more equitably, and we really move this at a faster pace. And so they've come out with a kind of like a draft, like a plan to do this now. And so this is really good. And I'm really happy to be seeing this happening at a federal level, because this will trickle down into all of the other levels, you know, underneath it. So, you know, the big energy carriers like MISO and, you know, all the grid providers will be following this direction from the feds. And of course, Robert, there has been one of the biggest investment, billions of dollars that are now going into replacing a lot of our old transmission lines and building new transmission lines, and then us building more transmission lines, which will then be buried, and then some will obviously still be, you know, above. But I think the big thing there is that this will be carrying all of that renewable energy that we'll be able to build. So this is really good news today out of the Department of Energy.
Yeah, that is awesome. I still can't wait for the batteries to come out as hemp batteries and things like that. Then I'll be doing some really good handstands. I know they're working on the technology. There's stuff out there, but it still isn't there yet to be mass produced. But I will be so happy. And then there's also liquid hydrogen batteries too that are coming out soon.
Yeah, and so like all these different storage and why this is important, everyone listening, is, you know, we're going to need kind of a multifaceted kind of approach at how we deal with our dispatch of energy and when we can do it. And, you know, batteries are batteries, but what really makes it really cool is, you know, the computers that are on top of these batteries, and when they release the energy, when they keep the energy, when they hold it, do they do it during peak shaving time? You know, they shave out the peaks, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's incredible how far this technology has come now, Robert. And this is what's, you know, going to be also going into homes, be going into businesses. You know, when we look at the electric vehicle batteries, right, the batteries that are on electric vehicle cars, you know, we're, those batteries, even though that they lose their life at a certain point because of degradation and the battery on the car, they're still very operable for storage systems inside homes. So, you know, these batteries that are in these cars are going to be putting in homes eventually and businesses. And so it's really an exciting time for a lot of this to be happening around storage. And, you know, the technology just keeps on getting better and better, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. I love my analogy of the calculator. Have you used that in one of your talks yet?
I think I did. And I even think I mentioned you. I said, hey, by the way, Robert Pilot was the one behind that.
Yeah. Well, to people that don't remember or haven't listened to every show that we're on, I just said, I remember when I was young and calculators first came out, and they were, you know, as big as an old-fashioned cell phone, and they were like $1,000. And then, you know, as years go on, technology catches up. And I mean, I remember having a little teeny calculator on my pen for free.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's incredible. And what you know, kind of something that speaks to what you're talking about, Robert, is this really good story coming out of Ukraine. Mm. A German PV company, a German solar company, installed a desalination solar project. So they're getting clean water to the folks in Ukraine. Mm. And they did all this during, obviously, you know, what's being taken place right now over there. But it's really cool. They got these pictures of, you know, this desalination plant, you know, that's providing clean water for the people of Ukraine, and it's run by solar because wow. the grid over at Ukraine is no longer. It's no longer happening. So,
right.
So a really cool. Kudos to this German. I can't even pronounce this Germany name of the solar company, but I think that this is one of the really cool stories, and what the power of solar can be. Another really cool story is there are students that are crossing the Australia outback right now in a fully solar powered vehicle.
Wow!
So this car is like crossing the Australian outback in a fully solar powered vehicle for these students. And it is actually, you know, doing what it's doing. It's running completely on solar. So, I mean, imagine where this technology is going to be down the road, yeah. Robert.
Yeah, definitely. And then I can finally have my flying car, you know, with the solar.
Exactly. And it will be like powered by solar. I mean, this is just so like when you gave that analogy of like, you know, the pencil and I mean, think about like those two stories of how far we've come, you know, in using solar to really like, you know, take care of our everyday needs, clean right. water, transportation. I mean, I always say this all the time, but there's nothing solar can't do. It almost seems like.
Well, it makes me think back to when COVID shut everything down and the air and the water and things like that became clean. I don't know if you remember that, but it was amazing that, you know, the air was a lot cleaner because people weren't driving their cars to work. And so I picture that to not only, you know, what it's going to do for the environment, but what it's going to do for the environment, you know, it's amazing.
Well, yeah. And, you know, one of the things that's happening out at Sandia National Laboratories is, you know, they're using, you know, thermal heat and what they're doing is they're heating up batteries or not batteries. They're heating up rocks. I'm sorry. They're using rocks as heat batteries for renewable energy storage. And so this is kind of similar to, you know, some of the stuff that they're talking about doing like in the ground and using the ground as storage. So there's a lot of talk around that. But this is currently something that is happening out at Sandia National Laboratories right now. And it's amazing, you know, how, you know, when we think about, you know, our people, Robert, and they knew the power of the sun and what it does provide for, you know, our planet. And in, you know, we're in the Goldilocks zone, you know, where we can basically create life here, you know? And so, I mean, all that is happening is coming from the sun. So this just keeps getting better and better. And I'm really happy to see that we're starting to go back to some of these old things that like our ancestors knew, you know, just because they just knew this from knowledge.
Robert, I know you speak all over the country. How do people get a hold of you to talk about solar energy? And I know you're the keynote speaker at a lot of big events across the country. How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, I just spoke on a project drawdown panel today. We had people from all over the world attend this. I saw people from Germany, from London, from all over the country. It was pretty cool. A bunch of people in Canada was on there. It was really exciting to speak to everybody. So yeah, definitely. Robert@solarbear.earth. Otherwise, they can reach me at robert@nativesun.org, which is Native Sun Community Power Development. And please reach out to me, and I would love to answer any questions. And Robert, I do get, by the way, I do get emails on my Solar Bear account from people. I've got some from Chicago, from Kansas City, asking questions. So
listening to the show, right?
Listening to the show, exactly.
Well, I just got to mention this real quick. Thanks again, Robert, for being on, as always. So Biden's going to be in town next week. And then me with my other job, I could have went and met him like when we went to Iowa. Iowa. I was thinking of you, but I'm going to be in D.C. the same day that he's here in Minnesota, so I'm going to have FOMO.
I'm Robert. I'm at. Why is Dean Phillips? Dean Phillips is running for president. What is this?
He's a lunatic. He's really a Republican disguised in a Democratic ice cream truck.
Robert. Yep.
Thanks, Robert Blake from Red Lake. I love saying that. Solar Bear with the Solar News. We'll see you next week. Pina Gigi.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. strikes two Iranian-linked locations in Syria in retaliation for recent attacks against U.S. personnel. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryan.
We are aware of an attack today against U.S. forces at Erbil Air Base in Iraq. It was unsuccessful. No casualties, some minor damage to infrastructure.
A massive search is underway for the suspect in mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine that have left 18 people dead and 13 injured. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
People are definitely on edge right now, but I think the sentiment is just shock. You know, we go to these cities all the time, and it's always this moment of, I can't believe it happened here, and it happened here.
A federal judge orders some of Georgia's congressional and legislative district maps be redrawn, Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The judge here felt strongly that the way that Georgia had drawn their maps did discriminate against black voters.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Weather experts say climate change is making October nights in the Midwest feel warmer more often than not. A new analysis from the nonprofit Climate Central says fall evening temperatures in the U.S. have warmed by nearly 2 degrees on average since 1970. In Madison and Milwaukee, it's closer to 4 degrees. Scientists say mosquitoes are thriving and people with respiratory issues like asthma are suffering. A committee in the state assembly held a public hearing Thursday on a bill that would fine public universities for violating someone's free speech. Under the bill, any Universities of Wisconsin school that is found by a court of violating someone's free speech will get a $500 fine. The school would also be charged $50 a day if the violation continues. If passed by the legislature, the bill would almost certainly be vetoed by Governor Evers. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 61. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Lease at the North Market Minneapolis Farmers Market Annex or Bobby and Steve's. Visit LatungiesPalette.com for more.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Yes, it is. And we have Roya on today, and we're going to check in with Roya on what she thinks is happening around town. And also, I see she's at our flagship, our cousin station, KFAI, there in Minneapolis. And good to see you, Roya, and welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Yes, I am over here on the banks of the Mississippi River, as we always say, from top of the historic Bailey Building office suite. We send our signal out across the Milky Way. We hope we make our ancestors proud. So far, we haven't had any complaints. So how are you two tonight?
Well, we have complaints at times, so we're somewhat blessed here in on AM 950 and Native Roots Radio. Well, I'm doing good. Haley, how are you doing? You were out in the weather. Proud of you.
I'm doing very good, Roya. How are you? Glad to have you back on. I was planning on going to the Four Sisters Farmers Market at NACD today. It was their last one of the season this summer, so but they had to cancel due to the weather. So I was a little bummed out. But just a reminder, Powwow Grounds is always open. So go in and say hi to Bob Rice and get some of his soup. He makes a really great chicken wild rice soup, and he's always got their fry bread tacos too. So.
Oh, that's true. I love those prairie dogs. Those are more deadly than tacos. You start chowing down on those prairie dogs before you know it, it's like four.
It's so true.
Exactly. Well, Roya, you have a show, Good Medicine, on KFAI, and we're really happy to team up with you once a week and talk about what's happening around the Twin Cities and just to check in what's happening arts-wise, because I know you are very big in the art community here in the Twin Cities.
Well, I'm big, I guess, and I'm in the art community, so I guess that makes me big in the art community. So, hey, we've got a couple of exciting events. Well, first of all, I'm here at KFAI, and we're in the middle of the mothership, as I refer to it. We're in the middle of our fall pledge or membership pledge drive as well. So, and tomorrow night I'm going to have on with me a 2-hour block. It's going to be a reprise of what we did at the state fair. A special guest, his name is Bobby P. Robert Pilot. We're going to redo the Heckle and Jekyll couple of hours. Remember that? Yeah. Somebody said we said old married couple, but I guess it's more like brother and sister now. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be at 6:00, the regular time for Good Medicine, and then we're just going to go on over into the 7:00 hour, which is the regular time for Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake presents the best of the week. So it'll all be live, though, and Robert's promised he's going to be here in the studio with me, so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have some chili. Nora, the GM, has promised she's going to make some chili. And, so people should tell her friends. We're going to have some music. I've got a couple of guests, short interviews with guests lined up, some Native artists around town. So check that out. Hey, Robert, and Haley, I don't know if you heard the big news. It's been all over this past week about Buffy St. Marie, that she's really Buffy St. Maria. She's Italian. I got Kevin Aberesk from Indians.com has been posting about that. I know Trevino Brings Plenty from Out West has been talking about that as well. So this is a story that's breaking. It's part of a Canadian broadcasting documentary effort. I know I played a lot of her music on my program. And, just really loved what she's been doing over the decades. But now to find out that maybe her credentials, her Indian, they have a complicated system up there in Canada of how they identify First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people. So they have a very stratified system. So who knows what's going on? Who knows who's lurking out there? I guess so.
I've read that, and we just had Kevin Aberesk on about his PBS debut. He was on PBS a couple days ago, live. Okay. And what a coincidence. But I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say about that yet, because I've read Buffy's response too.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but, you know, we'll all get through it, I guess. And, you know, speaking of PBS, they've had the Ken Burns Bison special on, where there are a lot of Native people from around the country have been contributing to that. Mm-hmm. Again, that representation that's so important in film and video and on the stage. And then also Little Bird has premiered. This is a Canadian production. So if you're here locally in the Twin Cities, check out Channel 2 if on your cable system, TPT or Twin Cities Public TV. I think it's on tonight, Thursday nights at about 9 or 10 p.m. Central Time, or Turtle Island Time, as we call it here. And that's Little Bird. It's a story, again, about residential boarding schools and the whole Canadian scoop generation. So it's really good. We're going to highlight that as well on a future episode of Good Medicine. But tonight, starting at 6:30, we have Trish Cook is appearing. She's the stand-up comedian from Red Lake. Talk about, I guess she's the counterpart to Bob Blake from Red Lake. And anyway, she's going to be appearing. That's a ticketed event, so get over there. They might have rush tickets over at the Guthrie here in Minneapolis. And then tomorrow, I've been talking about this, the Twin Cities Film Fest, one of the first times that they've had a lot of Native films in their program. You can stream those. Just go to TCFF. And tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. is My Indian Name. That's going to be out at the Icon Theaters in St. Louis Park. And then Sunday, a good friend of mine is hosting. This is at 1:30 p.m. down at Lake Hiawatha Park Building. It's Dakota Children's Book Festival. She's going to have some wonderful artists and authors there, focusing primarily on children's literature. So that's on Sunday at 1:30 p.m.
Wow.
Lots of good stuff going on. I got to give a shout out to our sponsor, too. So NAC, Native American Community Clinic, has one of their full moon ceremonies tomorrow. This is Friday, October 27th, and this will be at 6 p.m. So, again, a full moon ceremony. This is for our females, and men are of all ages are encouraged to join as well to learn about the duties of a fire keeper. So if you are planning to join that, they ask you that you please bring a dish to share and that you wear a long skirt, shawl, or sheet, and feast bundles as well. So that includes a fork, spoon, bowl, or whatever you prefer are encouraged.
Well, Roy, I wonder if I could bring a case of White Castles to that.
That's what I was going to say. Does right. that, when you bring your, you know, camping gear there, does that include, what do they call them? I was going to say combustibles, but compostables, you know, that artificial, your soup might just melt right into your lap.
That's a good update. So did we talk last week about the movie that came out? And it's before Trish Cook at the... Or no, I got that wrong. The movie that came out.
Killer, that's what I've been referring to. Killers, yeah. Oh, yeah. My. That's a... and, you know, before we end this segment, I want to hear about Robert Pilot being Simone Biles doing handstands there in that last segment. There. That was an interesting image. I can't get that out of my mind now. So, unsee, as I say. Yeah, Killers of the Flower Moon, that did open, released nationwide last week. There was some controversy about whether it was going to be available on streaming services. And at 3.5 hours, I know I've talked to a few folks, and they've said it is a long sit. There's no intermission, and it's very intense. I have not had a chance to see it yet, but going to take that opportunity sometime soon. We'll probably devote a whole hour to that as well. Oh, you know, I'm from Oklahoma originally, so it's... I know a lot about that circumstance down there. It was very well known and very well talked about. But I guess what I wanted to highlight about that, you know, this was a book written by a historian. He kind of focuses on these type of stories. His name is David Grann, Killers of the Flower Moon. But there are several others, and I don't have the names and the titles, but we can get that to you. But I know one of them is written by Linda Hogan, who's a wonderful Chickasaw poet and author. And she's written about... this very incident or time period there in northeastern Oklahoma with the Osage, or Osage, as we used to tease them back in school. So, but yeah, you know, I think it's a breakthrough for representation of Native people with so many actors involved. But there has been a lot of criticism. I know Devery Fairbanks from Reservation Dogs had one of the strongest criticisms of Martin Scorsese. He's a personal favorite of mine, so I'm going to wait and hold judgment on that as to how well they did with this film and this story.
Yeah, I agree. I saw it. I was very impressed. But again, I'm a Scorsese fan, and I take her words as her words, because I think us as being older people, Roya, we are just excited to see our relatives on the screen and not some Italian person playing us on the screen. So there is that. And so, but she's a young actor, and she may not be, you know, she's on a show that's run by natives, and our natives are all on it. So it's hard to compare her experience with what happened in this movie in that experience.
Right. Well, I think we don't go wrong if we always defer back to the people whose story it is. You know, it's not my story. And so if Chief Standing Bear and a lot of those Osage relatives, you know, if they can live with it, then, you know, I think that has to carry us a long way. But I do respect her opinion, too. Anybody's opinion. That I used to feel that way about Dances with Wolves and Wind River. I kind of thought they felt short, but a lot of people really thought the message was important, that it was great to have Plains Indian representation at that time years ago. So,
yeah, that's a good point. Now, these days, I call it Dancing with Kevin Costner. but hey, Roya, can you hold on for another quick segment?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're here with Roya, who has a show on KFAI called Good Medicine, and we're having some good medicine conversation with Roya. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Strong Hearts Native Helpline is here to help. If you are experiencing domestic or sexual violence, Strong Hearts advocates provide culturally appropriate support and advocacy for Native Americans and Alaska Natives. Free, confidential, anonymous, 24/7. Strong Hearts advocates are Native American and take a Native-centered approach to every contact. Call or text 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-7-NATIVE, or chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org.
Bonjour. Hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions, from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers, or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
In this critical time for Indian country, voting is crucial to protecting the land, water, and communities. Voting creates collective power in securing our planet's future amid climate chaos. Engage in personal conversations with loved ones to ensure they are making informed voting choices. Register to vote. And don't forget that 16 and 17-year-olds can pre-register to vote in Minnesota. NACDI is asking us to stand together and make voting a tradition. Go to NACDI.org to learn more and make your pledge to vote.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? I didn't hear Roya. Hey.
I didn't know what the cue was.
Sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
Give me a warning there. I would have joined you. I love that commercial. You know, not commercial, announcement, support, yeah. Whatever you want to.
We'll call it all the above. Hey, yeah. We're here with Roya Taylor, and Roya has a show called Good Medicine on KFAI all over the Twin Cities here on Fridays at 6 o'clock, right?
Yes, yeah, 6 o'clock.
And we're talking about the arts and entertainments pretty much, and just talking about things. We earlier, Roya, sent out prayers to Maine about the mass shooting and when is this going to end. I just wanted to throw that out there too with you and get a little response.
Oh yeah. You know, anywhere you go in the so-called United States, it's all Indian country. So of course there's not only those local communities where they have been affected like this, but the whole state. And then we have our indigenous and native American relatives. And sometimes we don't always, necessarily need to, what, I don't want to say disrespect, but we don't observe those international boundaries. So we've got Abenaki people, Mi'kmaq, Massasoit, a number of Native communities and families up there that, you know, are also suffering along with the rest of the citizenry of Maine there. And so, yeah, we do express our condolences to certainly the families of the victims, as well as the kind of the psychic, I think, wound that was perpetrated on them. And who knows for what reason, you know, just society. I should stop there. Okay. When I put together the proposal for Good Medicine over a year ago, I wanted to stay focused on helping, healing, laughter, our arts, and these creative natives, so many young people that are out there, they're doing wonderful things. And that's, you know, otherwise I tend to have a tendency to get on my soapbox, and the soapbox I want to get on is to help promote their work and their lives. And just wonderful. You know, I'm an actor, I'm a storyteller, I'm a voiceover artist, and then I have the radio program. So I kind of know from behind the scenes what it takes to put these programs on. You know, you do a wonderful job there. You do it more frequently than I do. I'm only on once a week. And then, but the same thing with, you know, we've got a show that's coming up with New Native Theater in December. And just a little sneak peek, I'm going to appear in that as well. Wow. I'll be talking for the next couple of weeks. So I can tell you more about that. But, you know, it takes a lot of work. We're already getting started on that.
Yeah. Somebody I'm related to, my Hinu, is going to be in that play.
Yes. Well, you know, a lot of times theater companies and movie production companies, they like to hold things close to the vest. I mean, that's kind of been true with this whole Guthrie production. You know, you and I have both been chasing interviews with some of the cast there. They've got some wonderful out-of-town actors that are there. I hope you're... wish you luck on that. And I was teasing you, I'm going to get there first, across the finish line, you know. And of course, the big Hollywood name, Wes Studi. But we have some local actors there, too. Ernest Briggs, who's been around for a long time. No, I shouldn't say a long time. That makes him sound like he's old. He's not, really. Adrian Zamiga January, and then Nathaniel Two Bears. So it's a wonderful show, and several more performances. People need to check it out. Trickster Taco was there at one time.
Yeah.
So, you know, just a lot of great, it's kind of I told you this previously, there's a renaissance of Native creativity and cultural and arts that's going on here in the Twin Cities and throughout Minnesota as well, and the upper Midwest, this region as well. But, you know, Minnesota has always been kind of a leader in that. I don't want to necessarily start sounding, you know, more superior than every other tribe or nation or region in the country, but you know, we know that AIM was established here, and, you know, you have these theater companies, wonderful theater companies, a great music scene. I mean, you and I know how many bands out there and musicians and artists. So, you know, it's a great time to be alive, great time to be Indigenous. And as you always remind me, every day is Indigenous Peoples Day.
That's right, Roya. Hey, we're here with Roya Taylor, show host of the show called Happenings, excuse me, Good Medicine. And yeah, we're talking some good medicine right now. And I agree. Go ahead.
Not a Vegas showgirl, but I always say, you know, I'm your gal Friday. You know, I'm your femme gem here. So open up the show every Friday evenings.
Yeah, definitely. And so I appreciate that. And I appreciate the updates, too. And we're going to really last week was crazy because at Saturday we did a live show at the Historical Society at 1:00. And for that great art exhibit, photography exhibit, and then there was an art exhibit happening at the same time. So, like you were saying, it's like a lot of things going on.
Yeah, that's the Historical Society, not the Hysterical Society. So, you know, when I was doing, I was hosting Indigeneity Rising, people would come on, they couldn't say it, Indigeneity. They would call it Indignant Rising. Indigent Rising. And so I knew when I wanted to make this focus on arts and medicine, I wanted to be able to name it something that people could resonate with, they could pronounce it. And so Good Medicine, you know, a lot, that means a lot to Native people. We talk about the medicines in our lives, you know, sweetgrass, cedar, sage, and tobacco, all of those. So and that's what we're doing here, is creating good medicine. And then over the airways, we're making this, taking this electronic medium, you know, this is a very technological connection here, but it's great. It's going out across Turtle Island and around the planet, as we say here at KFAI.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, people get a chance to get down there to the Guthrie Theater. I am one of the internal voices, not in your head, but over the public address system there at the Guthrie. So you can be listening for my voice. If you start lingering at the bar during intermission, or you stay too long in the restroom, and then you'll hear my voice ushering you quietly back to your seat, and at the start of every performance there at the Guthrie. So just another example of some of that I'm involved in. There's a lot of great voiceover artists around the country, a lot of actors. One of the persons who helped workshop, I was involved in the workshopping for the people at the Guthrie, and Isabella LeBlanc, who's Dakota, she does a bit of audiobook work around town. So she's not in this production, but she's got a great presence in film. She's, in fact, in January, she'll be starring with Jodie Foster on an HBO, one of those true crime, true detective series. So that's coming up in January, sort of long term here. We got a lot of great things coming up in National Native American Heritage Month, too, in November.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, too. Hey, I wonder, Roya, if you could just give us an example of what you say at Guthrie, the recording. Could you just
give us okay, let me see if I can do it here. When I first came up here from Oklahoma, I had this very thick drawl. We talked like, down there, you know, we all actually, I'm working on that for this play that's new Native theater as well. But basically just you know, at the beginning of every production, they have the little fanfare there, you hear the drum roll, and I think there may be a trumpet, and then I come on and say, 5 minutes please, 5 minutes places please, 5 minutes to for the people. Oh, I'm getting the sign here, 1 minute please.
All right. Thanks, Roya. Wow. Really appreciate you stopping in. And then everyone, we'll be on KFAI for hours tomorrow, starting at 6:00. So to hear more of this banter in a good way, give us a listen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Haley. Thanks, Robert.
We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote, and go to a play, for God's sakes. We'll be right. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.